Any particular place? Then the difficulty comes up is that she's insecure because she's worried that it's just going to be a play and I'm not going to be taken seriously. Okay, now the role playing is nice, at least that's not. But the point is, if the role playing is done nice, it will work because you have to role play to a woman. And it's on their terms. So therefore, it's going to work. Like that. But that wasn't understood because it's once the men understand, it's implicit, but the same time as it's been heard, but the implicitness sometimes has to become obvious. That's why even though you say something, that's what we say, it works one time, it doesn't the next time, because it has to be more implicit, because then the foundation becomes stronger, the field becomes more solid, like that. So that's why sometimes then the women will pull the men up on something that's there. Even though they'll generally talk more, they prefer talking more poetic, more subtle. They want the men to talk like that, but sometimes they just want to know what's behind it. They want to know that it's solid. So then they'll go into it, and they want the implicit to become perceivable. Like that, you know. So, but that's just part of rasa, part of relationship. It's normal, it's natural, that's what goes on. The gopis are doing it to Krishna. He's walked off on them, now he's come back, and they're angry with him. But they're angry, not that, they're angry because they can't serve him, he can't be pleased through their service. Not they don't have the Purusha Bhava that I want to be pleased. So that's their annoyance, but they just want to be sure that their position as devotees is strong. So then they're bringing up, what kind of Atmarama actually are you? You know what I'm saying? So like that, then even they're testing. But then that's the whole point, is because the male is existence, it's not a problem for him to go into existence mode. So just like the man, it's just like this. This would be an opposite thing, but this is just something that came up. Is the man likes to be on his own, just exist. But if he's dealing with a woman who is doubting, the relationship means she's doubting the existence. Means in the discussion and in the proving of it, he has to prove his existence. And so he's dealing in existence mode. But now it's not on his terms, it's on her terms. But it's still existence. So she's not asking something from him that's not him. The reason it's hard is because we're not acting as master, so we react in the feminine. Oh, I don't have to put up with this, or you know, my ego, my this and that. Because the women will jump out when things, you know, push comes to shove between women. Then it's like, you know, all the positions and all the power and that'll come out. But the men, it's just exist, because the other one is, you know, who you are and what's like this is just exist. And if you can do that, then it goes so deep, then the woman is very happy, and then it all comes back because she knows existence is there, because it became clouded by something. A word, a tone of voice, a movement, something she heard, you know, something she saw. So then it becomes clouded, it is doubted, because she thought, this is the existence, it seems to be different, there's other things in the field. And those other things in the field either mean she's not so important or something else can become important. So therefore then they'll push on that. So it's actually, the reaction that's required is actually very masculine. But the masculine is thinking, oh, I have to be submissive, I have to be this, I'm not saying anything, she's doing all the talking, I just have to take it all, you know, why do I have to take this, I'm a man. No, it's because you're a man, you do take it. If you're not a man, then you don't take it. But it's because you're a man, you exist, so you exist in that state of establishing your existence. And the relationship between that, then what is the prajul? So once that's been cleared, then you have to start using the sweet words and that you wanted to use before, but now it's on, you know, this, that, okay, and what about this, what about that? What is this, you know? Say, you know, what more? You know, whenever they say you've done, what else? You know, if a woman is saying, you're having a conversation, she says, what else? That means she wants you to dream up something more. Either that was nice or the conversation is something else to talk about. She wants you to generate something because it's nice that she's experienced it. She wants you to continue. Not, you know, what else, and it's just, you know, it's continuance of whatever that rasa is going on. So these are that. So then the existence is proved. So then, because the relationship has to be based on existence, because samanda means relationship. Existence means relationship. So that would be another point, I guess, to point out, is existence means relationship, but it can be a non-dynamic relationship. You know, it's just like Krishna is swimming. That's, you would say, oh, swimming is active, but no, he's existing in the state of swimming, because what is the swimming doing? You know, there's no object on which the verb, what swimming, which English would call a verb, would be doing. What is it doing? So actually the verb is. You know, he's existing. The swimming Krishna exists, is what's going on. But if you say Krishna swims across the Jamuna to the other shore, then the other shore is the object, and the swimming is the action. And then the Jamuna becomes the instrument, you know, like that. Does that make sense? Like that. So, like that, so then those things are there. So you'll generally see the existent things aren't the ones that are attractive to the ladies about Krishna. They're there, they're nice, they know he's God, he's the supreme, he's the most pure, this and that. But it's also not the most attractive to Krishna. That's why the secondary names are not so important to Krishna. It's the primary, because primary means relationship. Like that. So even for him, because if he's in the Atmanama state, we're not here to discuss this. It's because he's not. He's in the mode of rasa, therefore we're able to be here and discuss. Otherwise we couldn't. Yeah?
And a question is that you're saying that rasa, or like what philosophy is, that we have to not demand anything from Krishna and his servant, so that he can enjoy it. So that he acts in a feminine way, and we have to accept him.
No. Accept our service means, but it's based on what we can do for him. Means within the realm of his existence, what aspects of that we're attracted to and want to interact with.
But it's all desirable.
No, but it's like this. He is existence. He's all these things. He's all the five rasas. Right? But Mother Jashoda, of those, wants to deal with this aspect of his existence. She's attracted to that. So the Sankarshan is, he exists, is rasa. Then, of that, she's attracted to him as a child. Right? So then that's the identity that then she wants to interact with. So where's the femininity on his part?
Because the enjoyment is for him. That means the rasa is there. He enjoys the rasa.
He enjoys the rasa.
You're saying that the service...
Because... Okay. To shorten things up, what's your point? What's your point? If God can be a woman, so can you. You don't have to get it together and... See, it's like, when God does come as a woman, he's Mohini Murti. Not bad looking. Lord Shiva, his consort, means the perfect match for him, is Parvati. He's running after Mohini Murti like he didn't even know Parvati. He was sitting there with Parvati on his lap when Mohini... He just puts her down and runs off after Mohini. So not a bad-looking girl. Cannot hear. We were just trying to point out that is the Mohini Murti... Even if Krishna does take the role of female, he comes as Mohini, which is better than any other lady around. Right? You know, better than Parvati. So the point is that, so how are you going to do that? You know what I'm saying? So therefore, since you're in this form, you take on the masculine mentality and those things, duties that go along with it. Right? There's no escape. You can't, you know, say, well, Krishna is feminine here, so then I can also be. Because then I'm the enjoyer, so it's all right. That I just want to be the enjoyer and I want to be served. Krishna doesn't want to be served. He's serving. Because he serves, therefore you can reciprocate. But he serves you as you see his rasa. You take he's big, great, and terrible, so therefore he comes to you as fear. Yeah. The whole thing is very, very simple. There's just some simple points that everything comes out of. But the point is being able to apply that. That's where the big thing comes. Because otherwise the man will think, oh, I got that one down, done. And then it worked once and then it doesn't work again. Otherwise, why is it that one book didn't cover it all? Right? Because it covered that one thing. You know, it says, you know, if she says this, she means that. If she says, oh, we never go out to dinner. And he says, what do you mean? We went out 2 days ago. She used never. Right? And he's thinking, you know, I take her out, I do that, you know, this and that. And she said, never. She's not going to come up and say, oh, you haven't taken, we didn't go out for dinner since day before yesterday. You know, Thursday evening, 7 o'clock. She's not going to say that. She's going to say, we never go to dinner anymore. What it means is, I'd like to go out. For whatever reason, that's there. You understand? So that's there. But now, let us say, he goes, okay, so something happened, you want to go out. Oh, so you don't want to go out. Did that book explain to you that point? No. That's why then the guy's going out buying another book. Where does it explain that one? Understand? Because they're giving details. They're catching some points, but they don't understand actually what's male and female nature. Because it's so contradictory, you can't put it in a box. I'm doing a lot of hot air, and I just saw the other day by Al Gore what effect the global warming is having on the environment. So that's what we're doing. We would like to, but... I have a plan. Yeah. When coming out in this form, I don't know. How long?
I think minimum 10 years because started giving this kind of lectures during the Manusmita class.
Yeah, well, I mean, it goes back, huh? But about 2 years, it started to come more this way. Like that. But if specifically this direct, you could probably say, I don't know, 6 months? Yeah, you could probably say so directly. But the principles of it would be, and it probably will come in any lecture, so it's like that. It's unfortunate, because whatever you think about is what comes out, you know. So. Yeah, because, I mean, here's a verse, it's just, you know, like that, but so many points you get from it in a simple verse, you know. I mean, just points like they have all their own wounds.
I think it was writing notes, and then it became a little upset because I couldn't follow all the points. I was just, what to do now? I'll just give this point, I'll write another point. How was writing another?
Two hands? I heard someone was telling me they had a professor that could write with two hands at once. Different things. Like that. Huh? What was Vagisha was saying? You were saying? Yeah. So, I mean, you could maybe find out and, you know, two things at once. Yeah. So that's the thing. The point is it's that if it's accepted, then you get down to applying it. But the whole point is it's based on this. It's trying to be Krishna conscious. Narad Muni explains two things. He explains Pancharatra and Naishkarmya. But it's all based on bhakti, because he knows that everyone can't work on uttama bhakti. So he's explaining it practically, how you can apply that through pancharatra and naishkarma, which means the Vedic, but Vedic meaning ekayana. So it's basically non-different than pancharatra. Pancharatra means you go through all the rules in the Vedas, and anything that's directly connected to the Lord, or things that are directly supportive of that, that's taken out, that body of knowledge is called pancharatra, it's called ekayana. So then if you take the Vedic and it's in support of the same thing, it technically becomes ekayana. Though it's not called that, it's called naishkarmya. Right? It means that you're doing everything without the result, but it's directed at the Lord. So therefore the Vedic rules and the pancharatric rules become how our life works, because that's all our life is. So we're here in this Bhagavatam class because of a pancharatric rule. We take a bath in the morning, we go to Mangal Arati, we brush our teeth, we go to the toilet, we put on our clothes, we wear neck beads. That's all pancharatra. Right? So it's all there. So then all these things, is as we go out into the family environment or the social environment, economic environment, or these, then varnashram comes in. But we only approach it as naishkarmya. So that's the platform we're coming from. But unfortunately in the discussion, because you can take one point and go so fine on it, is sometimes its origin may be missed or its context may be missed. That's why it's always, that's why in Panchanga Nyaya you have to bring it back, the fifth, the conclusion, is it has to come out with the point in its context to the whole thing and how it's, in other words, the first point is knowledge, the last point is application. Like that. Is that okay?
I was just trying to see why I asked this question. I think the reason is, I don't have the confidence that if you go just serve Krishna, you're in deep confidence that you will be happy.
Yeah, so that's why you always have to look back what's behind it, because I'm saying is, otherwise we'll go on for a long time discussing and we're not getting anywhere. The point is that's why these stories are here. These girls were in a bad situation. Their life became fine when they took up Krishna consciousness. Kubja became fine. Right? You know, anybody who had any difficulty, it became fine when they took up a relationship with Krishna and served Krishna. That's why the Purana is there. Right? Because we can't function just on theory. Right? Previous ages they could. Upanishads just say, you know, one simple point, and then out of that they'll contemplate it for years and get all their realization. But we need a direct examples and to be confident that it will work. That's why we see. And the more Krishna conscious someone is, the more surrendered, the better it works for them.
Is this surrender because there is a realization of
happiness? There's a surrender because this. Okay. This is going to be... No, I'm just saying. This is going to be... blunt's not the word, because it may all be presented nicely. This is going to be stark. Okay? Huh? No, it's not like that. Is like this. Basically speaking, you know, is the identification is there as an intelligent person, thoughtful person who, thinking things out, then does something. Right? And if it's not intelligent, it's not being done. Okay. Now, so that means a spiritualist or a progressive spiritualist, or say a regenerative spiritualist, right? Is the identity. Okay, now let us just take that now on the side. Let's take something else, right? Then let us take a businessman. His field is economics. Where is his risk? Yes, but in what field? Money, in economics. So his profit's economics, but his risk is economics. Now, why is it most people can't do business? Is it because they don't have the knowledge? They don't want to take the risk. So a businessman is someone who will take the risk in money. What is a politician? Someone who will take the risk in politics. What is a Brahmin? Someone who will take the risk in knowledge. Right? Or here, a spiritualist who will take the risk in spirituality. Or devotee, he'll take the risk. So if you are really a spiritualist, you're willing to take the risk. Otherwise, then you'll always be left with the question, what would have happened if I had surrendered? You would always be plagued with the doubt in the back of their mind if you didn't take the risk in spiritual life and surrendering to Krishna, that I didn't surrender. What would have happened if I had? Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? So it's intelligence. So what's holding you back is not the intelligence. It's the heart, because you doubt. But if you're actually the intelligent, you know, dynamic spiritual, and it makes sense intelligently, all examples are there, everybody's done it, I take the risk. Others have invested in capital, others have you know, sold it in the right environment to the right, you know, consumers, and they're rich. I can also do it. I have to take that risk. Okay? Okay, so good luck. Happy risking. Very good, very good, very good.
Sometimes we fake, but we come from the background that parents teach you. Sometimes it's very easy to fake. Then Krishna keeps us
alive. Or he fakes reciprocation. Okay, there we go.
I'm really very honest. And I find that the women that one part is saying that so much in your heart are crying. But because I was named for the mountain group, I'm able to see them. I can see them beyond the screen. The women are suffering, and I think the solution to this whole world is in Prabhupada's books. Like Maharaj, bringing it up as a sign that this category will save the world. So that women and men can have a good relationship. But there's a reason, but I think it's not so far. Unless someone reads thoroughly, but only of this really read Prabhupada's book. I don't generalize that. Whoever reads, because birds of the same feather flocks together. So if you can't drop his head, you know this person has learned. I'm very much, very good to influence the
You understand the application of that? It means the doubt is there because you're not willing to take the risk because you don't think you'll get it. But then what she's saying is behind, you won't get happiness because you think there's something here that you are getting it or will get it from. So that's underlying that. So then you look at both of those. But you can see is that all those desires that you'll have, they're all fulfilled through one of the devotees. You know, someone was a position, someone was a, you know, family life, someone that was, you know, some kind of interaction. But they all got it. You know, Dhruva was position, like that, you know. So, I mean, it's all these different, they all, you understand? So, they're all connected, that's why the story. So, all of the desires, if you connect them to Krishna, and take that risk to do that, then you'll see, then you'll know. So, that was a good point. Yeah, but the point is, this liberation is just like you're in this room, getting through that door is the most important thing to you. But how thick is that door? And then there's a whole other world over there. So if I say, go to the temple, do you go through the door? So then, do I have to sit here and concentrate on the door and, you know, look at my watch, look at the door, and look at that, and, you know, and okay, Guntaraj, she went by with Tom Key. And, like that. And then you just get to the door, and I'm in the door. And everybody else is trying to get past the door. Where are they going? Hey, the door's a great place, you know. You know what I'm saying? The point is the door is included in the association of the Lord. Yes. No, but the point is you're going to have to go through the pain anyway. So at least make some progress from it rather than not. But the point is because they're thinking of Krishna, it's not a problem. It's just like this. Let us say, I don't know, it would be hard to say, but would you find any situation where you might be you would be agreeable to some physical or emotional difficulty to get something that's important to you? You're just like, let's say, yeah, okay, so yes. So then, That's the point, is when you see that all these things are is important to you, you're willing to take that risk. You're willing to take that. It's not a problem. But the thing is you can control yourself. You know, you can control how you react. That you can do. How everything else is going to go, that, you know, Yogamaya is running, you know, and she's pretty good. You know, so you're not going to get around that. You know what I'm saying? Is that okay? Okay, so we're into. Maybe it's an element of Rasa Shastra, yeah. Because that's all there is Rasa. I mean, as far as we're concerned. Tattva is there so that we can actually understand or surrender the Rasa. But otherwise, Tattva doesn't have a place beyond that. Otherwise, you see, it creates insecurity.